Why is 20% controlling 80%? That's what we'll explore here in today's radio program at GoGo.com. Hello and welcome to another GoGo.com radio show. I am your host today, Neil Roland, and the topic is Pareto Principle and how it works in projects or really in any part of IT, in life, in really everything that we do. It's called the 80-20 principle, or it's called the Pareto principle. You have Pareto charts, whatever you want to call it. That is today's topic. And as always, you can check out more about myself and other podcasts and radio shows here at GoGo.com. Please feel free to use the comment box below. I would more than happy to respond or to have others within the community respond and contribute. And let's get started. All right, as I started the show off with, is 20% controlling 80%? Or look at it a different way, or let me present it in a different way. Have you ever noticed within your organization that 20% of the people seem to be carrying or doing 80% of the work? Well, this is something that Pareto had discussed and had questioned. Well, this is the principle named after the Italian economist and sociologist Vilfredo Pareto. And he was looking at the land usage and control of land in the Italian system. And what he noticed is that 80% of the land was controlled or owned by 20% of the population. He even took this a step further, and this, again, I guess I should preface, is that it took place around the turn of the century, about 1900. And he also applied the same 80-20 principle to the socioeconomic system of England. It appeared that 80% of the nation's wealth was controlled by 20% of the people. As you noticed in the earlier example I had, that this is a principle that is also applied to HR in the sense that the work distribution and accomplishments, but it is most popularly known and used in quality management. Yuron was one of the business management thinkers who suggested this principle and really put his name to it, Pareto's name to it. And what he noticed is that 80% of mistakes, errors, what's going wrong, really comes down to 20% of the core problems or core issues. And if you're doing root cause analysis, or if you have a software that seems to be buggy, maybe 80% of what's going wrong is really due to only 20% of the causes. So the thinking is if you are using this principle to your benefit, if you really focus in and narrow in on the 20% that are causing the problems, you are going to eliminate 80% of the work. You can also use it in many different scenarios. For instance, in business, it is often used to decide what to sell. If you've ever gone into, say, a Walmart or a Barnes & Noble, if you look at the books on the shelf or the CDs or music on the shelves, what you will see, because of the limited space in the just the physical nature and the physical surroundings of the building, you can only see a very small portion of what really is out there in sales. Compare that to if you were to go to, say, Amazon.com or iTunes, the music and the book choices are going to be far greater because of the space, because you have much more ability to store and to host in a virtual nature than in a physical location. So what Barnes & Noble or Walmart or one of those physical stand-up places, what they need to do is to decide then where are they going to make their money? What are they going to put in the physical stores? That, of course, is going to be the ones that make 80% of the cash flow, the products that will sell. And those products are just usually the top 20%. Whereas the long tail, as it's sometimes called, beyond that 20%, it will, if I were to graph this out, imagine a s extremely steep slope. At the front, the first 20% will be again the 80%. It will be a significant drop once you get past that 20%. And then that last 80 from there will sort of be a long diminishing line, but it will take the rest of, I guess, 8/10 of my graph. This is sometimes not only called the 80-20 rule, but the 90-20 rule. Now that usually throws some people off. You're like, wait a second, how can it be 90-20? That's more than 100. Aha! These are two different variables, two different things that we're talking about. This is not the same thing. This is not the same piece of the pie that I want 80% here and 20% there. This it constitutes two different topics, two different things. I can have 90% over here and 20% over there. Two different things. Even Comcast and others who are trying to figure out, well, okay, the data capacity of and the bandwidth, they even have said that 4%, the top 4% of its users, its really heavy users, the ones doing videos and movies and whatever else they may be downloading at a very high capacity, are making up 80% of the traffic. That is not a 90-20 rule. So what they've had to do, or are considering doing, or trying to figure out what to do, is how to redistribute the usage of their internet service, because as an internet service provider, they want to figure out or to be able to produce the same utility and warranty to all their people. But at the current time, they have a unlimited usage, a one price fits all sort of consideration. And if your 4% is really dominating 60 to 80% of your usage of your system and your resources, they need to figure out, okay, are we going to charge them more? Are we going to maybe discourage them some way? Maybe reducing their speeds or limiting their usage or maybe influencing their demand in some way. But knowing that this 4%, or in normal circumstances, 20%, are dominating your services, you may want to figure out strategies. So in this case, they've got something to work with. But that isn't an 84 rule. It really does not have to be structured and have to be in a set number. What we are thinking about here in this principle is really the law of the vital few, or the disparity between two different concepts. It's not going to be evenly distributed. The thinking is that you have a strong amount that really pushes forward or pushes an issue. You may even use this structure to maybe win over change within an organization. If you can get 20% of your core people to adapt or to support a change, that will make up 80% of the momentum, 80% of what you're trying to accomplish. You can use this in so many different ways. Some people may even think of this as a champagne glass effect, because it really starts to narrow down after the top. In any case, the Pareto principle can be used in controlling or in quality management when you are trying to figure out where do we focus our time and energy, because there's probably going to be, let's say in software, so many errors we can cover, so many mistakes, so many bugs, whatever you want to consider it. You have to figure out, all right, well, where are we going to spend our time? And if you can arrange it in sometimes what's called a Pareto chart, you put the highest frequency of the errors or known errors together, and you have them staircased down, where the highest frequency is first that order of occurrence, and then the next order of occurrence of the number of errors found. If you can group them together in such a way that you can lay out almost a to-do list, a priority, But if that priority is set with the root causes, and if you can aim at those 20%, you are going to theoretically solve 80% of what is going on in the quality management. So there is this imbalance of distribution, and you're going to find this quite typically in so many different examples. And if you keep this principle in mind, now of course it's not going to be everywhere, but as you've already seen in this very short radio show, I've used it in human resources, I've used it in quality, I've used it in software, sales, you can use it in distribution of wealth, and so many other applications for this, that you can even use it in Pareto found it even in peas, in the sense that he looked at his garden and it seemed like, well, 20% of the pea pods seem to contain 80% of the peas. So this is an 80-20 rule that you can use to guide your thinking, guide your involvement in the sense of where you want to spend your time and spend your energy. There are many different applications for this, but I want you to think about this next time when you are looking at where are we going to use our people, our resources, our capabilities, or to focus on just in the sense that, all right, you may have different products that you want to roll out. Maybe you have different IT initiatives or different strategies of what you want to produce. And decisions need to be made. And if you can think about the Pareto principle, or the simply called the 80-20 rule, that you can better decide how to spend your time, how to spend your energy. Because if I had a list of projects that came to me, and I am your and part of your steering committee, we are going to look at these products and these, maybe they're changes, they could be new products, old products that need revisions, but there's a limited time. There's a limited energy that you can place. There's plenty more ideas than are physically able to accomplish within an organization. And decisions need to be made. And you are going to need to use these different decision-making tools to help you. And this Pareto principle can be one of those guiding forces. I'm going to look at what needs to be accomplished, and I'm going to look at the core 20% and look at those enable me to make the 80% worth of contributions. So in any case that you use the Pareto principle, you may find that this is going to be handled to carry out very easily. So if you can use this in many different ways, you can look at the distribution of your resources. I bet your servers are going to be used at a certain value, that maybe that 20% of your servers or the use, or maybe people who use the service, those 20% will make up 80% of the usage. So take this into consideration, whether you use it in software, whether you use it in just your optimization efforts, if you're looking at bug crashes or in any IT service management, project management, quality management. But this will help you make decisions, will help you make it in the right choices with the right controls, and you can use this in total quality management, you can use it in Six Sigma, you can use it in project quality management, or in any of your analysis, or in your strategy and decision making. But in any case, I think that this Pareto principle is good to know and understand its distributions, and seeing how that this 90-20, 80-20, whatever numbers that you want to really place it at its core, but you can see that this is a distribution that is found frequently throughout our environment and throughout our life. All right, I hope that gives you some more insight into the Pareto principle and how 20% seems to be controlling 80% of whatever. You could see it as, 80% of all of my money seems to be going to 20% of the causes. Okay. All right, that concludes our radio show for today. I will be covering other project management topics, IT service topics, and quality management topics as we move forward. Find out more about these and other topics at gogo.com, and you can click on my profile, Neil Roland, and you can see which other podcasts have been posted by myself, what other classes that are available for you to attend within the gogo.com site. And if you have any questions or you have suggestions for other radio shows that you would like me to present upon, please put them in the comment box below, or you may email me directly. All right, have a great day, and thank you for joining us here at gogo.com.